Beginning the current daf, and the sense of Basa daf Yitzayin, beginning with Alvigin Tez Matta, beginning the Gemara, Shleisha B'chulim Einar Mabah. There are three that Hashem gave him a taste of that's within the idea of the world to come. Time of the Rajbah, it's the one that the Rajbah, Ma'ilu Chashav Nama Iyiv, why don't you count those Iyiv? Damalel, the Gemara, the previous daf Tez Vom Be'ez, Basayin, the Siroyis, Al Yidehim, that the mules were grazing base right after the Akna just plowed. Malamit comes to teach, Timah Kodesh Baruch Hu Einar Mabah, Kodesh Baruch Hu give him a taste of the world to come. So why do you count those Eiv? What you could say is the Eiv lahaya el b'chad nelson. Yeah, Eiv tasted el mabah only in one area. Avram etzel Yaakov, nanu me'en el mabah mekol b'kol. They got the pleasure from bakol, mikol, from everything, and therefore it's only them and not Eiv. Then when the next test masal that begins with the Gemara, shibesh leishalpo ben Rima. There were seven individuals that Rima, the Kei did not take possession of them. Which tell the Rashi, but the one that the Rashi, because the kula tzadiki nami, when all the righteous. The Amar B'Shabbos Perek Shal, the Gemara says in Daf Kuf Nun Beis and Beis Berekah, but some is kinder. The pasuk says, and decay of bones is jealousy. Mishish lekinder beliboy, someone has jealousy in his heart. That's Moisim Nekarv in his bones decay. Pshein kinder beliboy, but there's no jealousy in his heart. And that's Moisim Markivin, and the tzaddikim that they don't have jealousy, their bones don't decay. But Hashem says, what you could say is the Yerchalias. It could be shle Yerkavu, they're not going to rot, but Yishle by Rima, but still Rima. Will take possession of them. Because the Amar Meister of Lozab Ben Shimon Basich is from the Gemara Ben Tzidah Pedal and Mizd, not for Kedicha Shem Oidnei, that there was a worm coming out of his ears. So although there might not be Harkava, but there's still going to be Rima, which are different ways of decay and worms, and therefore it's only these seven. Next, this Master begins the Gemara, Shleish Leishol Ben Yitzahara. There are three that the Yitzahara did not have dominion over, which places in Lefarish don't explain Shleishol Klal, that they Yitzhar had no dominion at all, because if that would be the case, then Hichikim Lolei Agad, and how do they receive reward? You only get it because you're fighting the Yitzhar. El Kedomer, it's like the Gemara says, Yumadav Lamechesman Beis, Magic, so it wasn't in the parts of Gregory Chesed of Yishma, the feet, the legs of his pious ones he's going to protect. Kivish Ava Odom, Rav Shneizim Lechata, once a person passed most of his years and they didn't sin, Shubin Chayt is not going to sin anymore. Sachanami, Yos Kivish Rakhish Rokh, Shadichin Asmum, Kol Kach, Lashak from the Bear, since he saw that they're pushing themselves so much to distance themselves from sin, same Akadish Rokh, Mekamel, Akadish Rokh will assist them from here onwards, Shle Shol Ben Yitzhar, that Yitzhar did not have dominion, but there was still an element of a Yitzhara to get reward. Hadna Lachashut, which I will turn to the first parak, and set them up Basra, with Taisim, that we begin. The second parak, Parak Loy Yachbar, which said the Ramaskal Taisim, the Yachbar, one should not dig. Kolhani Ayri, now so Taisa qualifies this, all these cases are talking about the Isbuhu Maya, that these pits that we said that you can't dig near the burial of your friend, it's talking about that there's water in there. And the time of the reason is it's a problematic, because of the moisture that this pit that you're digging can have water inside it. Can remember Gemara, like the Gemara says on Daf Yud Tesamid Alf, which Taisa with Tamil Reads, one to the read, because when I mean the Gemara, tells us on Ahmed Bey's, that kamara mara, the kamara is v'chulu, it's every bang that you're banging when you're digging that's causing the damage. So then there's nothing to do with water. So memory the reason says no. The light kamar elder shema isa shem maskla hezek. The only reason why we needed to say the idea is when you're digging, it's causing the earth to shake and to cause damage, is just to say that moment your damages are starting right. Now, v'kivin v'tchilza hezek, now since the beginning of the damages have a gear that lays his arrows because it's his digging. So my Risa, so therefore Risa agrees that, okay, you know, it's the mazik it's his responsibility because it's his arrows. Even though generally you say that it's like maybe the nizik's responsibility. But I mean, however, but if there wouldn't be an element of water, it would not require a distance of three tzachim. It's only because the moisture, we needed to say that also it started from his actions, which the actual digging itself is already causing damage. We continue with the next taisa of the master, beginning with the words of the Mishnah. Person allowed to dig a pit near his friend's pit, and which are different types of shapes of pits. Now, Vodun Charitzin Vin Itzin, same thing is also Charitzin Itzin, like Baba Kamat of Nenu Beis, which are also different types of ditches. Tahani Nokat, and we pick these, Sheikhim Ara Aga Bar, once we're mentioning Bar, because the Mechamokim Rogolishna is Sheikhim Ara Badi Bar. We just mentioned them together because they go together, Bar Sheikhim Ara. Now, the Amisamayim Vin Nevrechas Akoibsin, regarding a stream of water and the launderer's vat, the in Rogolishna is in Gabi Bar, which you don't usually mention with Bar. First of the Gemara mentions on the Yud Tesamid Aleph the Tzricha Tavaya that we have to mention both of them that they're included in this halacha. However, Hola Mefarish, but it doesn't explain the Ma'ala Havashamina Lohu Mebar that why wouldn't we just know it straight from Bar? The Matzal Meimer, because you could say no, the Bar Yerushiach the amuk and fei because they're deeper by a chakish leisha. Or maybe they need to have a distance three tefachim. But regarding the yamas amayim and the brachas akleibsin, the leimikin kulhai, which are not so deep, have I mean I would have said lebar hachakish leisha don't need a distance three tefachim. Therefore, you have to mention them explicitly. And vitana hani had it only said the yamas amayim and the brachas akleibsin. I mean, I would have said the barav shiach that mikitvei which are deeper by a chagay yisum a gimel that they need to have more than three tefachim. If you have to say that, no, all there also only requires three tefachim. And perak apart the gemara become the nafnon rabeis the none that teaches echad achay the barav shiach ma'aris whether one's digging these different items these elements which is talking over there are kind of the laws of Baba Kama maschulu kulu and why do you have to mention them all? So the gemara hasam over there. Nicha, it makes sense. That the Tana should not have said them agabar, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Why you needed to say shechem aris, which Agamar here doesn't say, because kibnech nechsim bar b'kra. There, it's a pasuk that says specifically bar. Ella havalei lemesh bar l'chaner should have just said bar. Then we have to say why it says shechem aris also. But generally, like we're saying here, we don't even explain because generally shechem aris go together with bar. Anyway, next Tais Master begins the Gemara. Where's the Mishnah? That if you have to distance Slaim from his friend's wall, three tefachim. What a Slaim. So he says, these are avon, they're stone, she'ish yitzimehen, that fire comes out from them, you can make fire from them. And v'loisil in the chesh is not like when we say Slaim, which are copper coins. Because they in derech la'nichan, it's like some, you don't usually put those things near walls to say that's what we're talking about. Now, the Yerushalmi, this is the Yerushalmi, says, is town atoni. There is a Tana that says, Tanya with Slime, Yilada, insulate pots with Slime for Shabbos. But is Tanya that those who teach the ain't time, that you cannot insulate. So how do we resolve the contradiction? So the Yushalmi, Kamaslam Shalkes, here we're talking about silver Slime, Kamaslam Shalkes, here we're talking about copper Slime. So Tanya says, Muslish, no, the Gemara could have answered, Kamaslam Shalabvan. Here we're talking about stone Slime, as we say over here, Kamaslam we're talking about silver ones. They just prefer to say they're all with metal. There's one's copper, one's silver, but you could have explained, like we're saying over here, that slum could also mean certain types of stones. The next test, Matthew begins with the Gemara, Besad Basid. So that's the question, if that's the Girsa, Besad Basid or Oysad Basid. But says, test nearly read, appears to the Re, the Seif and Namigaris, that the Seif of the Mishnah also has the Girsa, Besad Basid. Meaning, because the ratio we said clearly besad basid. Now the question is, which in our Mishnah is in the Gemara over here has oy in parentheses. So the Rishi says, no, the Gersa is also besad basid. Loy goris, and the Gersa is not oy. Why? Because the Gersa is besafer, because if the Gersa in the safe is oy sad basid, or it's one or the other, either distance or put clay around it. So MK, if that would be the case, the tifshu, then you could resolve the ratio that when the ratio of besad basid to none, that it's and, like Tani Oi Sod Beresha. And the fact that it doesn't say or in the Resha come Besefa like it says in the Sefa. Alavadi rather obviously Besefa Namigur is Besod. And therefore that's the question, how do you translate it? I the Gemara, this the Gemara takes for granted that later on the Fiat Testament Aleph, the Besefa have Oi Sod Besid, that although it says with a Vav, it means or. Haina, that's because Mishmeh Ein has a Kokach Maru, but these items don't cause so much damage. That just putting on sid, some lime shouldn't be helpful. So, but we knew it meant oy. But the gears is actually with a vav. And the question is regarding the ratio. Is that and or is that or? Like it says, not with the words in the Mishnah. So regarding a tanner, you have to distance three tvachim from the kalya and four tvachim from the safa. So Pesach Rachel Rin Chanal explains, what's the kalya? So it's the betens, the belly, the tanner of the oven, which is tzar malmata, it's narrow on the bottom, and in the middle, it extends and it protrudes and it goes outward. Kishir tefach, like the measurement of a handbreadth, and then from the middle, it gets narrowed and it goes up. So it's specifically the middle, the belly, which is the wider part, that's what we're saying there you have to distance three, and from the safa, it has to be four.